Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is good, and He loves us so much. He has so much to say to us, to His people, and He has things that He's going to help us do. Don't be surprised when the Lord uses you to be a blessing to others. Many times people are groomed in this country by preachers to seek God for what they need. But this is a day you're going to have to not only seek God for whatever it is you need, you're going to have to pray for others that need the Lord in real time. Your prayers avail much. And you're going to have to pray according to Jesus in St. John chapter 17. He didn't pray for the world. He prayed for his disciples and all those that would hear him. So pray for those who will hear God. There are people out there that will love God and that will hear him, that will cherish his word, that will believe. God has responsibility to those who love him. Be sincere. And we all have family members. Some have not. Some may have come to the Lord. Some may not know him yet. But seek the Lord about your family while you can. In last broadcast, we talked about, we covered a lot of things. But one thing I touched on was what Dana Coverstone said, brace yourself. This is a day that things are going to be different. I don't think it's not going to be like what you're used to. Things are happening around us. The enemy is nervous. But don't be afraid of him. He's a liar. Satan, he lies to get people. His attempts are to get people to not believe on Jesus Christ. There are people who believed unto death. It's been a while in this country. In this country, there are some that did believe God unto death. They got killed because they loved Jesus Christ. In other countries, Muslims kill people for loving Jesus Christ. And other religions will too. Because people don't, when they don't know and the enemy has influence in their life, there are those that will kill you. Every Muslim will not kill you because you love Jesus. There are some radical people. There are people here that will treat you like an enemy as well. But when because the enemy is nervous, whoever he controls, they get nervous too. But don't be afraid. Take authority over the spirit behind it. When you study your word and people come and they interrupt or they talk about you for seeking the Lord, or if they say things like that Bible will make you crazy or anything, there's a spirit behind it. They don't know it. Don't get mad at them. Stop the spirit that's behind it. Tell that spirit to be quiet in Jesus' name. You don't have to say it where they can hear you. Just say it. When they leave out of the room, just say, Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. And they'll stop. They won't even know why they stopped, because there is a spirit behind it. Now, I'm saying this on public radio so that, because things are about to get contrary. Now, the Lord loves you. And I don't do things by happenstance or by chance. I do things by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He has never let anything sneak up on me. And I know what the enemy is up to. And the Lord continually tells me, people that don't have his word in their heart, they're not going to make it. So, I want you, my friend, to know God. He can help you, and he'll help you himself. But hear what the people that he's used to bring forth his word, utilize the knowledge that he's trying to give you. Just receive it and act on it. because God loves us. Just because I'm a preacher don't mean I don't listen to other preachers. Jesus taught, and Paul, God, the Holy Spirit used Paul to teach us that the prophet is subject to the prophet. I'm not in competition with no men of God. I thank God for every man that really loves God, that's sincere in their heart and obedient to his word, and have the innocence of the blood of Jesus on their life. Now, when they speak, we need to listen. God has raised up a man that told us to brace ourselves. And I listen to him often. Dana Coverstone, you can go to YouTube and listen to what he said. He's an accurate prophet. Things are going to happen. And things are happening. Don't wait till it's too late to brace yourself. People have been praying. And, you know, the way prophecy works, it's kind of like a train on the train track. It's headed, the direction it's headed, and the bridge is out. So the man in the helicopter come and get in front of the train, and he backs it up, and he shouts out with his bullhorn and tell that conductor, hey, stop the train, the bridge is out, you're going to die. The bridge is out, you're going to die. The bridge is out, you're going to die. The conductor, he'll start breaking the train, if he got any sense. And let's say he starts slowing in time, he slow it down. It's hard to stop a train, but he starts slowing it down, and he makes it just in time not to go over the bridge. Did the helicopter pilot tell the truth? I say he did. He said, you're going to die, so that the conductor could stop the train. Now, if the conductor was foolish, he would have died. When the Lord give us prophecy, it's so that we can stop our train. We're going down the wrong track. Get on board with Jesus now. And some people pray, and they take good advice, and they pray, and they change course, and they don't die. This day and time is not the first time that a man of God said, this is going to happen. And then things, when people start praying, they change the facts. The word of God is just as real as when he said it. But when you change the facts, you don't get to die. Just like the Ninevites. God told Jonah to go preach to the Ninevites. And I would go back and read. It's a beautiful story. You need to read it. You'll find out that God loves us. And Jonah knew that God loved the Ninevites. But Jonah hated the Ninevites. He wanted God to judge him. He believed in eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. He believed in the justice of the law. He believed in law justice. They deserved to die. In Jonah's mind, they deserved it. They were very evil people. But the Lord knew that they would repent. And the Lord did several miracles to get Jonah there in time before his justice fell. See, a man can do so much sin, and then God has to judge him. And they were filling up their cup of sin. And then God was going to have to judge him immediately. So the Lord he caused Jonah to make a 3-day journey in one day. God transported him there just in time to warn the king and the people that God, he didn't tell them to repent. He said, God is going to burn this place up. God is going to burn this place up. God is going to burn this place up. And the king and the people, the fear of the Lord came on. And the king ordered that no man could eat and no animal could eat. We were going to fast, and maybe God won't burn us up. And Jonah left the city. He didn't say repent. He said God's going to burn this place up. And he went in the desert, and he waited there to see the fire of God fall on that city, and it didn't fall. Because they changed the facts. They repented. And that's good. And then Jesus said the men of Jonah is going to judge this generation. Because they repented when they heard Jonah, the prophet Jonah. And the people in Jesus, they didn't repent. In fact, they had him killed. Luke chapter 10. He said, a greater than Jonah is here. Now Jesus is telling the people to repent so they can live. Change the facts. If you've been a mean person all your life, you know you were wrong, you know you were wild, change the facts. Go to God, humble yourself, ask him to forgive you so that he can, he wants to, and stop your sin. Reject the sin. Stop rejecting God, but reject the things that work against the kingdom of God. And start praying for people. It's like this. If you don't want to be a fearful person, start walking in love. Because perfect love, my friend, casts out fear. If you're tired of being greedy, start giving to people. Help other people. If you don't want to lust after people, start being concerned about people. Have compassion on people. A drug dealer wanted to quit selling drugs. He wanted to do it God's way, but he was addicted to selling the drugs. And he really wanted to stop selling drugs. I even saw him almost get in a fight because he wanted to stop. And the people on drugs, they wanted them drugs so bad, they kept aggravating him to try to get him to sell them some drugs. And he didn't have any. They were ready for their drugs, and there were none to be bought. And eventually he started selling again. And this went on back and forth a while. And one day the Lord gave me a dream about it. He said, tell Nate to love my people, and it won't be hard for him to stop selling drugs. So when I told him, he changed the facts. He started loving God's people. He started loving people. And then he was able to stop. He bought a record and towed cars, made an honest living, and he stopped cold turkey. Now, when we change the facts, then God recognizes the changed facts. And now God can work with you. You can be in the kingdom of God. You don't just don't just stop doing a negative. Replace it with a positive. Start doing God's will. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything's free on the website. Jesus said, I freely give to you, you freely give. And that's what we do. Some ministries have to charge for stuff for whatever reason, but God has blessed this one not to have to do that. And I thank God for people who help me. There's a lady that blesses this ministry, and she always helped me when I need her the most. And I thank God for that. I never held a conversation, but every time I need something, then she'll send the money. God knows. And God recognizes his work. You don't have to beg, borrow, and steal to preach the gospel. You just do it God's way and it works. Now, everything is free on the website, newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is on there in real time, along with all the other ones since 2015. And there's another website, livingletterministries.com. There are many broadcasts on it too, and writings on both. Now, I love God's people, and I want you to know what he's doing. I want you to be aware of his love. When you change the facts, when you know, faith is a definer. You believe on Jesus Christ, God don't look at you as a sinner anymore ever again. He look at you like Jesus, like you're Jesus. That's the beauty of it. He wants everybody. He has hope for every soul out there, even the ones that's just wicked and lost and hard-hearted and mean and won't repent. He loved them too. If they would repent, then God would save them. He cleansed them in his blood. They'll love it. And he'll bless them. And that's what I like. And I don't care how bad they are. I like when bad people get saved because they love God more when they get saved. I like to see people who just low down and mean and whatever get saved. People love to say that Christians hate homosexuals. I like when homosexuals get saved. God loves their soul. I love their soul. He hates their sin. I hate their sin, but I love their soul. If they change the facts, then God has changed. He'll recognize the fact that they changed the facts. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you change everything. You walked out of the kingdom of darkness, and it is darkness. Sin will do something to you that you don't expect. If the nicest person you know never believe on Jesus Christ, over time they'll become the meanest monster you ever seen. That's why the Lord cut our time short. We live a tenth of what Adam did. If we lived 1,000 years, and then people get saved before they get 100, and they grow, they're going to blossom in life. And they'll become strong in the Lord. But those who think that's a good idea, but they never get saved, they'll get meaner and meaner and more controlled by Satan. And their lives will become more miserable till they'll be mad at the fact that God made them in the first place. Sin does something to you that you don't realize. When you get saved, you out from under the pressure of sin. Any sin will cripple you and destroy your life. It's a blessing to come out from under the curse and into life. And that's what I desire for everybody. You change the facts, then God recognizes the fact that you changed the fact. You counted on him. You believed his word. You stop listening to the devil's word and you start listening to his word. We've been taught to believe on Jesus and repent from our sins. A greater way to do that is this. Believe on Jesus Christ, receive his words, and reject sin. Rejecting sin is stronger than repenting sin. Even though repenting is rejection, but when you reject it as if you despise it, your life is going to get strong. It wasn't enough for me to repent and stop sinning. I needed sin to be out of my mind, off my mind. I didn't want it in my heart. I didn't want it on my mind at all. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, help me hate this sin. I would call out whatever it was. Help me hate pride. Help me hate lust. Help me hate greed. Help me love like you do. See, the love of God, if you fall in love with his word and receive it, with his love in place, you can't sin. And that's what John taught. But preachers said that you want sin as a way of life. Now, they watering the word down when they do that. Even good preachers that I love do that. But because they were taught that. But look a little closer. It don't fit. Scriptures are true when scriptures of themselves are true, just like God gave it. And the scriptures agree with scriptures. When people say they want sin as a way of life, it seems true, but when you fill your heart with the love of God, you really can't sin. You're not going to want to. And I wish people had taught it better than they did, but that's how they taught it, because that was the limit of their knowledge. Not that they were trying to be deceitful. Sometimes in life, you just have to take the high road. I said, you know, I want to do right by the Lord, and I don't want to I don't want to have desires that's not true and that's not like Jesus. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to do it. And I was telling the truth. I really didn't know how to do it. But I involved God, and he helped me change the facts. Sometimes in order to reject something, you got to get more information. You got to get more insight. And I didn't trust that I was able to do the things he expected, so I said, Lord, I need your help. Now, I changed the facts. He recognized the fact that I changed the fact. I asked him for counsel. I asked him for knowledge. I asked him for wisdom and the strength to do it. And he showed up and showed out. And he taught me things. These are the principles he taught me. He taught me to love his people. He taught me not to be offended. He taught me not to take things personal. He helped me, Thurston, a regular old guy from Alabama, to change the facts on the ground where I am. He helped me to reject sin. I wanted to, I prayed to, and it became real. And I did it by faith. I couldn't see it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. It was frustrating. Even though God was helping me, it was frustrating to me because I wasn't sure how he was going to do it. But over time, it worked out. And I can laugh about things that used to bother me. That's why I say, when you fill your heart with the word of God, you'll get so strong that you can laugh about the things that once brought you low. And it's true. I say these things publicly and as bold as I possibly can because these are yoke-breaking broadcasts. Yokes need to be broke. Now, that's not a term people use. It's really not fair to use the word yoke. Because I studied the word, that's a biblical term. When they wanted to pull a stump out of the ground or pull a heavy load or a massive load up a hill, they got two ox and yoked them together. They took a big 8x8 beam and bolted it to the ox neck so they could use the strength of their body to pull the load. Now that's a yoke. Paul once called, I think it was Timothy, a yoke fella. That's the guy that's helping him pull a load. So I'm going to use another term. Shackles. Shackles were used in a chain gang to chain the inmates together. They shackle them. And that's like a yoke, but it really wasn't to pull a load, it was to keep them from escaping. What's a better word than shackle? Chain. So they use shackles for slaves too. They shackle the slaves so they couldn't get away, or they'll shackle their feet together so they couldn't run. This is what the enemy does to people. He put yokes on them. He put burdens on them. He tie them down so they can't get away. These are chain-breaking broadcasts to get you out of the enemy's grip. I'm picking his handcuffs off your arms. I'm cutting the I'm helping you escape. I'm breaking you out of jail. These are jailbreak broadcasts, so to speak. If you don't understand what a yoke is, I'm trying to help you break out of jail and get away. You're going to get out of Satan's cage and you're going to go into the vast wilderness of the kingdom of God. And he's going to love you and protect you and bless you. I'm helping you. I'm helping to spring you out of jail. These are jailbreak broadcasts. These are yoke-breaking broadcasts. These are handcuff-picking broadcasts. If you change the facts in your heart, God recognizes the fact that you repented, that you rejected sin, that you love Jesus, that you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, so we can spring your behind out of jail. God loves us, and he wants you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. He don't want you locked up under Satan's control anymore. He don't want you to go to hell when you die. If you don't get saved, you understand that God can't let you go into heaven, and the demons are going to come and take you to hell. Fallen angels are going to come and grab you, just like on that movie Ghost, and take you down. And first you'll see darkness like you've never seen darkness before. And then you'll see a light way down in the distance. And it'll get brighter and brighter. It's the fire of hell. And it stinks. I've been there. You don't want to go. I'm motivated to tell people the truth. I made a lot of decisions so that I don't do like other preachers and sugarcoat the word of God just to save face and not make people mad. I don't care about making people mad. I don't care about making enemies or whatever. I'm going to tell people the truth because it's not fair to not know the truth and then end up in that pit and you can't ever get out. People who go to hell, they don't come back. Now, I was a Christian, and the Lord showed it to me. Now, there are people who were falling in the pit, and the doctor saved their life. And they came back shot. I know a man that happened to. But he woke up in the arms of a paramedic. His neck was broke. And the people of hell were trying to pull him in. The fallen angels were trying to pull him in there. He didn't even get saved. I knew he was telling the truth because I've seen all that before. When you believe on Jesus, you change the facts and you change your direction. And the Lord can save you. Don't forget Jonah. He went and said, this place is going, God's going to set it on fire. He's going to burn it up. And he didn't care if God did. But he told him, he preached. He told him the truth. And they changed the facts, and God recognized the fact that they changed the fact. They changed their direction. They asked God for mercy. Just in time. Now, if you die, if you say, well, I'm going to get saved next week. Well, don't die the next week. You can't control time. You can get saved now. Don't get shot. Don't get COVID. Don't have a heart attack. Don't have an aneurysm. Don't get hit by a stray bullet. Don't get robbed. How can you control these things if you don't have a relationship with the Lord? At least if you're a Christian and you have a relationship with the Lord, you can pray over your life and ask the Lord to protect it. And he'll do it. These are the things that the enemy don't want you to know. He want to keep you in the cage. He don't want you to hear this cage busting broadcast. He don't want you to be sprung out of jail. I came to spring you out of jail. If you're in there. And if you're on the Lord's side, I came to encourage you to keep walking the narrow path and don't change for nobody. I don't care how much you care about them. Don't change for nobody. Keep following Jesus Christ. He loves you more than everybody. And the people you're trying to satisfy, they didn't die for you. They run their mouth and they try to be so important, but they didn't die for you. He died for you. They don't have a hell to put you in or rescue you from, but Jesus does. And he loves you. He washed you in his blood. And he wants you to know him. He paid a high cost so you can. Change the facts. Go forward. Do what he say do. And be bold with it. It's time for people to be bold. Paul prayed for boldness. And I've been praying for boldness. I've been confessing that I would do all that's in God's heart. I said, Lord, use me like a tool. And then he put it on my heart to do these yoke-breaking broadcasts. Jailbreaking broadcast, yoke breaking broadcast, handcuff picking broadcast, get you out of Satan's destruction and into the kingdom of God. Now I'm out of time, and the Lord want to do this for everybody, so be patient with people. If God's been patient with you, You be patient with others. If God loves you, we need to love others just like Jesus loved us. You experience the love of God, 1 Peter will teach you how to love others the same way. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life, and he'll do with joy and enthusiasm. All of heaven gets excited when the least of God's people come to him. When the worst sinners come, the angels start clapping and rejoice. And they mean it. Because heaven is, God has hope for you. He has hope for you. He loves you. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful.